We now proceed to lesson number 6 today, continuing in the second perek of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Today we will study Mishnah number 3 and Mishnah number 4. As we will see, both Mishnayosin deal with situations in which a person entered into the situation beheta, absolutely permissible, but while in this situation became, in one respect or another, tomei, and had to leave the situation. So continuing with our scenario of a person who enters into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So until now, we're speaking about a person who became tomei wherever, outside, somewhere, anywhere, and entered the Azara in a state of being tomei. Now, the Mishnah is giving us a different scenario. He entered the Azara perfectly tohor. He went to the mikveh, he didn't touch a sheretz, fine and dandy. And he enters the Azara. And nitmavo Azara. In the Azara itself, he becomes tomei. There's a sheretz, there are dead sheretz in the Azara. The sheretz doesn't respect the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. And he touched the sheretz, and he became tomei in the Azara. That's at 9 o'clock. But then there's a lot of things going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and he became distracted and preoccupied and forgot that he became tomei. V'nel mami menu tuma. And he forgot that he was tomei. So you have a yediya betchila, helem bentayim. V'zocher es HaMikdash. He's fully cognizant of the fact that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or, suppose, he enters the Azara, beheta, and he becomes tomei, and he knows he became tomei, and he forgets that he's in the makom hamikdash. Ne'ela mimenu mikdash v'zachur latuma, or ne'ela mimenu zevozeh. He enters the base of mikdash, the azohar torah, tohor. He touches a sheretz, he becomes tomei and forgets about it, and he also forgets that he's in the mikdash. So this is a situation where a person entered into it, beheta, and then is in the quandary of knowing and forgetting. Yesh bo yediyah betchila v'helem bintayim. Namely, yesh bo yediyah betchila that he's tomei, or yesh bo yediyah betchila that he's in the mikdash, and a helem bintayim of either forgetting he was tomei or forgetting that he is in the mikdash, or both. So now, Hishtachva, suppose in that state he bows down and does a proper hishtachavo, a proper bowing down facing Panim, facing the west. Oshe shoha bichde hishtachavo. Or he doesn't bow down, but he remains there the period of time which is the duration of a hishtachavo. That is defined in the Gemara as a period of time it takes to slowly and carefully pronounce the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, which reads, Vayichru'u apayim orzo al horitzpo, Vayishtachavu lahodos lahashem, ki tov, ki liolom chasto. It's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Beis Zion. In any case, that is the duration of time. Let's say it takes 40 seconds to say it slowly. So if he remains in the Beis HaMikdash that period of time, or bolo v'arucha, there's two ways of leaving the Beis HaMikdash, the long route or the short route. Ideally, he should have taken the short route, but he didn't. He took the long way out, bolo v'arucha, chayev. So in these cases, since he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash longer than the period of time it should have taken him, what he should have done is just gotten out of there in one split second using the shortest way possible, the ktsora. But he didn't. He first bowed, or he tarried, he waited around, or he went out the long way. In these cases, he is chayev. He is chayev to bring the korban ola v'yore. But suppose, baktsora, he went out the short way, he didn't bow, and he didn't tarry, lo ishtachve, lo shoho, and he went out the short way, potter, he's potter, what else can he do? He did the best he could, he went out as quickly as he can, using the shortest route possible. Now the Mishnah says to us something interesting. There is a type of korban known as the par helim davor shel tzibur. This is a situation where the Beis Din rules to the public erroneously. They erroneously make a mistake and miss paskin, so to speak. They issue a hoiro, a psak, in error. In which case, when they find out and realize they were in error, they have to bring a certain korban called the par helem dovor shel tzibur, a cow which was brought for the, because the Beis Din forgot a halacha and issued a proclamation that it was mutar when it was really asur. Now here, our Mishnah tells us, Zohi mitzvah saseh sheba migdosh she'ein chayov enoleho. This mitzvah in the migdosh, the mitzvah being vishalchu min hamachne kol tomei, that every tomei must leave the precincts of kedusha. If the Beza makes a mistake in regard to this halacha, and they paskin, he should have gone out, he could go out the long way, or he could first make a hishtachavo before he left, which is wrong, but they paskin that way, they would not have to bring a par helem dovor shel tzibur. They should have paskin, he must go out the short way, but if they paskin, he can go out the long way. This is not a situation which would require a par helem dovor shel tzibur. The Gemara gives us the reasons why. Mishnah Dalid gives us another scenario in which a person entered the situation perfectly permissibly, beheta, and then while in the situation became aware that he really had to leave the situation. And that is a person who is having relations with his wife, and his wife, as far as he knows and as far as she knows, is not a nida. That's perfectly permitted. And the Mishnah says, "Ve'eza hi mitzvah asay shebanido shechayov enoleho." Where is there a situation, in some ways analogous or comparable to the situation we just studied in Mishnah Gimel, where a person entered erroneously? I'm sorry, where a person entered with permission, beheta, and then things happened that required him to leave, but we then say there is no chiyuv of par helem dovor shel tzibur. But by a nida, a similar situation, if they paskin wrongly, they would be mechuyov in the par helem dovor shel tzibur. And that is, hoyo mishamesh im hatahora. A man was having sexual intercourse with his wife who was tahora. So he entered, literally entered, perfectly permissibly. And in the process, he is, his sexual organ is inside of her. V'omrolo, and she says to him, Oi, nitmesi, I just became a nida. Ufedesh miyod, and he hears, Oi, she's a nida now, and he pulls out, and his sexual organ is still erect, chayof. So in such a situation, he would be chayav, because what he should have done is wait until his erection became subdued, his erection was lost, and then pulled out. Because if he pulls out while his sexual organ is still erect, that too is a pleasurable experience. So he's having this hana'a in withdrawing from his wife who has now become a nida. In such a case, he would be chayav. What he has to do is wait until he loses the erection and then withdraw. So this is an example of the mitzvah asay shebanida shechayovin oleha. Because if the Beis Din rules erroneously in this regard and permits him to remain with an erect sexual organ after he finds out that his wife is a nida, they would be mechuyov in the par helem dovor shel tzibur. And so we have concluded Mishnayos Gimel and Daled, and in the process have completed lesson number 6.